Hi, WTIP. I'm going to go for a hike. The sun is going down. I want to catch a few of these sort of late songsters. And included among those are the different thrushes. They're beautiful. They have lovely songs. At least if I could get one or two of them, I would be very happy. I hear ahead of me a sound that I don't hear that often. I'm lucky if I hear it once a year. Maybe this year will be lucky and they'll nest close by. The song is the song of a wood thrush. They're not common in Cook County. And in fact, unfortunately, there are species that are having a lot of trouble in terms of maintaining their numbers. His song is one of those flute-like songs. And he says, "Eole," and sort of continues those little phrases. I'll try to get closer. I believe the last years that we had wood thrush nesting close to us was 1992 and maybe 93. And then since then, we've just heard them passing through. I did try to move closer. I recorded a couple songs, and then I tried to move closer again, and he stopped singing, so I'm not sure he will sing again. But what he says over and over again in that flute-like song is "Eole, Eole," only sometimes he decorates it. He's probably the most versatile of the thrush in terms of the way he decorates his songs. Some people say the hermit thrush is the most beautiful because of its purity. And I'm sure this season I'll get some good recordings of hermit thrush, but right now I'm kind of looking for this wood thrush. The other sounds I hear around me are lots and lots of veeries. That's another kind of thrush. And they have a song which is like a flute and a pipe, I call it. It goes in a downward direction. Oh, there's some interactions here. You can hear those twerp, twerp. Those are veery kind of notes, call notes like. They're talking to each other. Perhaps that will stimulate the wood thrush. That's the wood thrush singing again. Unfortunately, the veeries are making all kinds of call notes as well. The wood thrush song doesn't have any preliminary note. He just does the little phrase. And that's characteristic of his song. The wood thrush looks larger than the other thrushes, and I have to look in the book to find out if that's true. But they always do look bigger, certainly larger headed. They have very, very heavy spotting on the breast and a very reddish color on the top of the head and around the face. So they're fairly distinctive if you see them also. I also hear the crunching of bushes occasionally behind me. I've always promised everybody that if I see a bear or a moose with this microphone on, I will tell you before I run. Well, he stopped singing. And actually, the crunching in the woods was a grouse because it just took off and its wings just scared the liver out of me. I'm heading back. This is Molly Hoffman for WTIP.